They're getting ready to impeach President Trump again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS 60 Minutes he's guilty of inciting last week's Capitol attack.
He has done something so serious that there should be prosecution against him.
The sense in the White House this morning is that everything that's going on Capitol Hill in terms of Democrats and impeachment is all purely politically motivated. Nancy Pelosi expected today to give the vice president an ultimatum, either in the next 24 hours use the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office, or she and the Democrats in the House will begin another impeachment proceeding. Now, an impeachment would not be designed to remove the president from office before the end of his term. It would be mostly to get Republicans on record as to where they stand on the president and potentially preclude the president from holding federal office again.
Fox's John Roberts. We just got word from the Supreme Court that justices are refusing to fast-track several Trump and GOP election challenges, so they'll be heard after Joe Biden becomes president. He takes over in 9 days and keeps building his cabinet.
I'm asking Ambassador Bill Burns to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. He knows how to lead and to lead with integrity.
Burns has been ambassador to Russia and to Jordan. Washington's mayor wants Homeland Security to do more to secure D.C. for President-elect Biden's inauguration next week, while investigators keep working to ID all those rioters last week. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
I think more than two dozen people are being investigated for domestic terrorism following the Capitol riot. USA Today reports that information comes from Democratic Congressman Jason Crow of Colorado, as well as a Department of Defense official who says there is concern that both active duty and reserve troops may have been involved. Seattle police say two of its officers have been placed on leave, and fire departments in Florida and New York City tell federal authorities some of their members may have been present as well. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
We've been waiting for COVID-19 vaccines to be developed. Now, waiting for them to get to us. But you can do more than wait. You have powerful ways to help slow the spread right now and protect your family and loved ones, too. Here's how. Watch your distance. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. It's risky to be indoors with them, too. And, of course, avoid crowds. Also, wear a mask. CDC reports masks protect the people who wear them and folks around them. And wash your hands using soap and water for 20 seconds. And do it frequently. Vaccines won't make COVID go away overnight, but they give us a real chance to finally overcome it. As long as we keep watching our distance, wearing our masks, and washing our hands.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
High pressure continuing to keep us dry with plenty of sunshine and the temperatures where they're supposed to be for this time of year. 69 the high today, 69 tomorrow, Wednesday slightly warmer, 72.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons, turning dials, and making it look really, really professional over there. I don't know if he's actually turning anything, but you make it look so good, Russ. Every time I'm in here with you, you make it look so good.
I'll take credit.
My phone says that's wrong. This is wrong.
What's wrong?
My phone says it's 48 degrees, but that was from 2 o'clock this morning. Right now it says it's
52.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I just updated it. 52 degrees, not bad, warming up as we're talking. And I don't know about you, but to me that's cold. It's frigid. You know, I'm a Arizona boy.
Well, you're not
boy.
Wearing a jacket.
I got it I wanted to look tough when I came in to see you, so I took it off and left it in the truck outside. But
it's looking pretty tough, man.
But by the noon hour, I mean, it should be perfect outside. It was a little blustery over the weekend. I hope you guys had a great weekend. A lot of the happenings of my weekend was centered around conversations that I had with family, friends, and colleagues about the happenings in our nation right now. And Russ, you talked about a lot of these issues in your previous show prior to this one. And, you know, there's a lot going on. And it's hard to decipher what's true, what's not true, where these multiple lanes are going, where they're turning, And like I've talked about with a lot of my conversations over the weekend with my family and my colleagues and my friends, I just say, you know what, a few weeks ago I kind of turned it all off because I recognized that most of what I was getting through either mainstream media or other news sources doesn't all jive, and I'd rather just have the facts. But at the same time, those facts that are being delivered to me, I feel like are not truthful either. And so if you're trying to determine what is actually happening, it's very difficult right now because the facts aren't, in my opinion, real, let's say, or not to a level where you can actually draw an accurate conclusion. And so, as opposed to trying to decipher all that stuff and go get to the bottom of it, I just said, you know what, I'm going to focus on here in Yuma locally and what's going on around me in my sphere and in my business. And a lot of the conversation today is going to be about an actual principle that I learned over the course of my lifetime, time and time again. And basically it comes down to, as I was preparing for this today, the thought came to me, and I wanted to share this with you that are listening because I think it might be relevant now. But through my lifetime, there's been this principle that often comes back to me, and I've seen it from time to time. And basically it's, if you are prepared, you shouldn't fear anything. And I think a lot of what we're seeing around us is fearful. You know, you don't know with a different administration how that's going to affect you and your personal life. You have these fears that it might affect you in a way that you're not anticipating or you're not ready for, but maybe it won't. We just don't know, and I think that unknown is fearful to people. We just don't know what to expect, especially after a 2020 year where we didn't, I would say, and I'm generalizing this thought, but I think a lot of us as a populace did not see that coming when we saw COVID move in early March of last year, and the way that dramatically changed our businesses, how we do business, how we interact with people in the public sphere, how the government interacts with us, and how our Constitution is really being tested. And it's been interesting to see how a lot of different individuals respond to that. And for me, my personality is such that I'm naturally a fighter, I would say, when it comes to authority. That's why I didn't go into the military. The military is a wonderful institution, but I knew I wouldn't be able to be successful there because I have an anti-authority problem. So if I had a drill sergeant in my face yelling at me, I would have a very difficult time with that, not, you know, clocking him in the face or at least chattering back to him or her. And so knowing that about myself, I chose not to go in the military because I knew that America needed better than Adam Hansen. I knew that, that I would not serve the military very well. They need better people than me. And that's just my personality. But I see that, and so when a governor says you've got to wear a mask, or Walmart tells me you have to wear a mask to come in, my natural reaction to that is no, I'm not going to do that. You can't tell me what to do. Will I do it? Probably, but I'm going to first put up a front. Whether that's good or bad, whether that's detrimental, you know, I've come to realize that about myself, and I'm working on it. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are listening to me that have these same sentiments, where when somebody tells you that you have to do this or else, then you kind of put up a front, and you start questioning why, you know. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But once you find that why, then it's time to do what needs to be done. In this particular case, you know, when I go to Walmart, it's not really about me. I understand that. I can put on a mask in an effort to show others that I'm trying not to spit on you, or I'm trying not to get my germs on you. Okay, I get that. Because I had to really get to that why. But the first thing was, no, I'm not going to wear a mask because you tell me to. I don't need to wear it. You know, it's not for me. It's not. I don't care. I feel like I'm healthy enough to overcome anything that I might contract. And so. Getting to that why is very pivotal to my thought processes when I'm going through being told what I can and cannot do. When it comes to government action, I'm a little bit more on edge because of, I feel like years ago, our founders put so much sacrifice, not even just our founders, not just the founding fathers, but all that group, that generation that broke away from England and other countries where they were under tight rule and put their lives out there really fighting for something that they didn't know if it was going to work or not, didn't know what the end result was going to be, but they knew that if they continued to follow this godly path in trying to do what was right, trying to give humanity the opportunity to choose, in other words, freedom, is what we used to call that here in the United States.
Yeah.
And that generation, I feel like we do them an injustice when we don't question government action taking control of our particular lives. Does it affect us on a day-to-day basis? I would say prior to 2020, we didn't see it very much. I would say in the public sphere, you would often see maybe a commercial building, like, let's say, Russ, your car, your auto mechanic shop was on prime real estate, and the government or the city, Mayor Nichols needs that particular piece of property so he can do something with it. Then they had the right to take that from you for just compensation.
Yeah.
So we saw that eminent domain type takings throughout, even Yuma city proper,
every
and then Yuma
does.
County, yeah, and that was a way of governmental life. That was an infra. To me, I've never liked that concept. I understand it,
yeah.
But even in law school, as we discussed that, I thought that's not cool. The government taking my stuff and saying we think it's worth this and that. That's what you get, you know, penny.
Well, the idea
dollar.
Is you're putting up a road or something, and there's one piece
of
property.
Yeah, there's a public good to the
but,
to that.
But when
property.
You start saying, "Yeah, I'm going to take your property because I think this other guy is going to build a better building." That's wrong.
Right.
And that's right.
So eminent domain has always existed and has been constitutional in the United States. And I would say that, I would argue that was really the where we saw the government intervening in our lives, aside from public school spheres when they say you can't pray before football games or you can't do this, that, or the other, because now the public school is endorsing a set religion and we can't get into that. And so there are little facets that we saw where the government would intervene in a form or factor that I didn't like, that I thought was, hey, get out. You know, get out of here. Don't tell us what to do kind of thing. But not to the extent that we saw last year in 2020 when COVID came about and they forced us into lockdown. You cannot leave your home. You cannot do this, that, or the other. That, I felt like, was an infringement constitutionally that we'd never seen before in our lifetime. Yeah. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and the Law, KBLU 560.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday's. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's, and now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And
good morning.
He's doing a good job keeping us on track over there and keeping us on time. Prior to the break, I was discussing about some of the thoughts that I've had over the past basically a week and a half as I've discussed things with my family, friends, and colleagues about the happenings that are swirling around us. And oftentimes, I think a lot of us, we are fearful, whether you've got conservative-leaning thought processes or you've got liberal-leaning thought processes. The idea is that we have a tendency to fear the unknown. And I'd mentioned in the last segment that one of the principles that I've learned over life experiences is that really, I really believe this is set forth through, I think it's a godly principle. I think that we see this in the scriptures as we see different actors acting throughout time. But basically the principle to me that I've come to know is that if you're prepared, you shouldn't need to fear. Fear shouldn't exist where you are prepared. How do you get prepared? That's really what it comes down to nowadays. You know, where we've got both political unrest, you've got health unrest, these health issues that are swirling about us. You've got local government unrest where we just in the state of Arizona, you don't know really what to expect when it comes to running your own business or going to work. If you've tested positive for COVID, do you stay home for 2 weeks? You know, so there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of fear. But like I said, if you're prepared, then you don't need to fear. But how do you get prepared? Well, in my mind, I think you start with yourself. You've got to get yourself or your own house in order, let's say, before you can help anybody else around you in your sphere and of influence. And I think one of the best ways to do that is first you start with making sure that your life or your things are in order. That could come through a lot of different ways. If it's a younger family and you've got children, you might want to think about life insurance if you don't already have that in place. Life insurance is a great way during your younger years. If something were to happen to you, there was a tragedy where you passed away, you can still provide relatively cheaply for those that you leave behind so that they can continue, let's say minors. So in my case, I've got 6 young kids that are under the age of 18, and so I've got life insurance in place to bridge that gap from when they start leaving the nest, getting out of my house. I've got some insurance in place so that hopefully if something happened to me, my wife will have the funds enough to continue to put food on the table for a while until the last one can get out of the house. That's the idea of life insurance. I've often heard, unless you want to just give a gift to your heirs or whoever you want that to go to, that's another reason. But I don't think that's the primary reason for people to get life insurance in place. Not that you can't do that. But oftentimes I'll meet with my clients and it's been years since their kids left the nest and they start questioning, well, why do we even have this life insurance policy? You know, it doesn't do me any good when I die. I'm just paying monthly premiums, and because I'm so old now, my premiums have gone up and up and up, and I'm paying these monthly premiums that might be higher. And why am I doing that when it's not even going to benefit me? I want to use that money, that premium money now. I want to go to Cancun, you know.
Yeah, take a vacation.
And I say, hey, you do what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do, what your business is, but you're absolutely right, you know, unless you have some primary reason why you really want to benefit your kids or your whoever that is going to be listed on that life insurance policy. If you don't have that in place, you might want to think about that. And right now, I'm sure you could find a pretty good deal. If you wanted to help with that, come see us in our office. We can help you with that. We have abilities to help you shop or look for good life insurance deals and get that in place. Another thing to consider is if you don't already have it, or if you have it and you haven't looked at it for a while, is getting a last will and testament in place. This is one of the critical keys to avoiding, hopefully, fights and disputes if something were to happen to you and you passed away that can totally be avoided. Last will, a lot of people don't understand it, but if you were to pass away with a will, it really has no force or legal effect until you die, number one. Number two, it has to go through a court process of some form or fashion called probate in order for it to actually work. And that can be time-consuming, it can be expensive, it can be, not what you thought it was going to be, not as easy as you thought it was going to be for those that you wanted to be in charge after you pass away. And so what a lot of people will do is they'll put, as an alternative to that, they'll put in place what's called a living trust now while they're alive and well. A living trust is one of the best ways to do your estate plan because it allows you to avoid court intervention if done properly by not having to go through probate process. The reality is if you create a living trust, the way that works is that you would put your assets into that trust now. You would name the trust as your actual owner of those things. And then when you become sick or you die, then there is no need for a court process to determine who's in charge or who gets what, because you didn't own anything at that particular time. The trust owned it, and the trust doesn't get sick. It doesn't die. It just continues to live on according to the principles that you left within your trust. And so trusts are really a great way to get your affairs in order. Is it the only way? No. You can use the last will and testament coupled with powers of attorney for finances and then powers of attorney for healthcare decision making. But there are multiple ways that you can get planning in place and start now so that you don't need to fear the future or what could happen to you if you were to become ill or if you were to actually pass away in an untimely manner. And as I was saying that, I thought to myself, when is your death not an untimely thing? You know, that's kind of, you never, I guess, want to die. But to me, it'd always be an untimely thing that I passed away. But I would say that if you were to do that in the earlier years or before you wanted to, and you didn't have something set up, that would be untimely. And we can help you with all of that. If you just give our office a call, we can help you through that process. Because of the COVID pandemic that happened last year, we used to do seminars in person every month, at least two a month, out at the local library. So we would do one out in the Foothills Library and then one in town at the main library. But because of COVID, those things changed because the libraries were no longer allowing people to come in and use their forum. And so what we did was it was actually a good thing, I would say. Like I've talked to others, there's been good and bad that came out of this pandemic. And one of those good things for our particular business was that we were able to find a way to get the information out to you, the general public, in such a way that you could take action at any time, and that's using the power of the Internet. The Internet, you know, is always on. It's always going. And so if you don't have time because you're working right now and your downtime or the time that you can really dedicate to getting your stuff in order is not until after hours, you can always go online and you can watch this video that we put on there, the seminar that we used to do in public in physical form. We've got online that you can look at any time and learn. You can learn what your options are. And we always encourage those that are contacting our office to watch that first before they come in, because it'll teach you principles that will make our conversation a lot smoother and make it a lot easier to move to the next step if that's what you decide to do. So start with yourself first. Look to see are things in order, especially at the beginning of this new year. It's a great time to take a personal assessment as to where you're at and your own family. Are you ready if something were to happen to you, if you were to become ill such that you can't go to your bank or you can't drive or you can't get out of the hospital? Are your affairs in order such that you've got somebody there or multiple people there that would have legal authority to help you with that? They could take over and make sure that you're still being taken care of in a way that wouldn't be detrimental to you. Secondly, if you were to pass away untimely, then do you have someone that would step in and be able to manage things in a way that you wanted and get it to the people that you wanted it to go to or to the charities that you wanted it to go to? Now is the time to take a personal assessment as to where you're at as we begin this new year. And if you have something in place, I would invite you to take it out, dust it off, and look it over. Is it still doing what you wanted it to do? Does your will say what you wanted it to say? Are the people that are supposed to be those that are in charge still the people you want? This happens every week to me. I'm meeting in appointments where I've got clients that are coming back in and they're saying, hey, we did this 10, 15 years ago, and these people that we named, now that our kids are older, we really want to put our kids in. We don't want these people in charge of what's going on. Not that they're bad people. Things have just changed. Things change throughout life. But if you have these legal documents in place, I think that's a great place to start. Think about life insurance. Think about getting a legal structure in place so that you can lend your authority, your legal authority, to those around you that you trust to manage affairs if you can't manage them anymore. Then you don't need to fear that anymore. And I think that's a lot of the feelings or the sentiments that I see when people leave my office is just a sense of relief. And I get this all the time. Oftentimes people will hug me after we get done talking because they're so apprehensive or they're so fearful that if they just don't know what's going to happen if they become incapacitated or they were to pass away. But by the time they leave my office and we've had a conversation, they feel so good and they want to hug me. And they say, you've lifted this burden off my shoulders. And it's not me doing it. We're just talking about what they want, and I'm helping them accomplish that. And I'm giving them the legal avenues of how they can do that. So I would invite you to call my office. It's 928 928- 783-4466 and sit down with myself or with my partner, Sean. Either of us can sit down with you and we can talk about what do you have, if anything, and let's help you get things in order so you don't need to fear becoming sick or passing away. We can help you get that all put together. And that way, that'll eliminate at least one piece of all this. I can't take away, or I can't necessarily in that appointment tell you that this next administration of the presidency is going to do this, that, or the other, or this is going to happen tax-wise when Congress changes the tax rules. We can just guess. We can look to the future and expect something to happen. But ultimately, until it happens, you just don't know. But we can plan for it, and if you plan for it, you don't need to fear it. We've got to go to another break. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Becky Alanis, and I've been in radio for 7 years. Working here has allowed me to connect with my community as well as create long-lasting relationships with local businesses. And my coworkers aren't too shabby either.
Apply online at ebbroadcasters.com/careers. No employees were harmed in making this advertisement.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And we've been talking about this principle that I've been bringing up over and over again. And really, the first time, this is the first time that I remember this principle really making a difference in my life. It was back in my senior year of high school where, again, going back to the experience that I'm talking about, this principle is... if you're prepared, you don't need to fear. And fear only exists when there's uncertainty. But if you're prepared for these different types of avenues that might crop up, whether it's the left turning road, or it's the right turning road, or it's straight ahead, if you're anticipating those different branches off of your current life path, and you're anticipating them enough where you make a plan, okay, if I take this route, then I need to be prepared for this. If I go straight, I need to be prepared for this. If I go this way, then I need to be prepared for this. Knowing that eliminates fear, because you don't need to worry anymore. You've already got it taken care of. You've looked ahead, you've seen that, or you've anticipated it, and now you've got something in place that will help you with that. I talked about using life insurance as a really good way to do that. As well as using legal documents such as powers of attorney, last wills and testament, you've got living trusts are one of the best ways to do that. This principle of not needing to fear when you're prepared really, in my life, was manifest for the first time that I can remember my senior year of high school. Growing up, I was active in sports. I played baseball, football, and wrestling, and they were seasonal. And so if I were to, in the fall, I would do football, and then that would, especially in high school, that would bridge over into wrestling in the winter, and then wrestling would bridge over into baseball. So, I shouldn't say bridge, they would overlap. So oftentimes I was in state tournaments while the next sport was starting, and then I'd have to, after the state tournaments, then I would have to start that next sport. I was just a couple weeks behind. So I wrestled since I was little, and by the time I was in my senior year here in Arizona, you know, I was doing really well. But there was this one kid that I just could not, he was my nemesis. I don't know what it was about him. He was good, but he wasn't the best. You know, I felt like I was the best. And I felt like this guy had some downfalls. He had from time to time smoked. I knew that. I knew that he would drink from time to time, you know, and that was kind of his vice. And what was really interesting was that he was actually on my team for a time during high school, and then he moved away to a different town. And so ultimately we had to face each other, but I had the opportunity to wrestle him in the wrestling room for a year, you know, while he was at my high school. And so in that year I got to learn how he wrestled, and I learned his mannerisms and things like that. But I also learned that he could not go a full 6-minute round or a full 6-minute wrestling match. And I knew that because of the experiences that I had seen, you know, because of these issues that I talked about before. So my senior year, he had moved away to another town, and now we had to go against each other in order to progress in the state championship system. And leading up to the state championships, I had to wrestle him for a tournament. And I knew that was coming up. I had always seen that. He and I were always moving towards each other to meet each other in the brackets. And previous to this, I had always lose by like 1 or 2 points. I just couldn't, I don't know what it was in my head. I just couldn't overcome it. This guy, he's just in my head. Well, my senior year, long story short, I know it's a long story already, but I had this goal to do something in the springtime, and it was right after or right before the state championships. And I knew that this tournament was coming up, and I was going to face this guy for first place in this tournament prior to the state championship. And so I told my coach, hey, I really want to do this other extracurricular activity, but it's going to take some time away from right before the state championship. And he wasn't really excited about that, and he tried to dissuade me from doing it or to even thinking about it. And I said, well, coach, if I get myself where I need to be in order to beat this one guy, which he knew was my nemesis, I said, can I go then? And he said, if you do that, then yes. You know, can I do this extra thing? And so I started working hard. I mean, I worked harder than I'd ever worked before. I've talked about this before. I was notoriously a slacker. They called me Game Time Hansen because in practice, I just kind of, you know, slacking around. But when it came to the game, man, I was on. But that was just my personality. And my coaches, you know, there's love-hate with me. But I really, for this particular time, because I had this goal, I really put forth the effort. And I killed myself in that wrestling room leading up to this tournament. When I went into that tournament and I got into the final rounds with this guy, I met him in the championship of this tournament, I had no fear. Whereas before, there was always a little doubt, you know, if I did this or if he does this, you know, I there was always this little speck of doubt, and that little doubt would always be my detriment or my downfall in previous matches. Well, when I came into this, there was no doubt. I sprinted onto that mat. I blew him out. And he was huffing and puffing coming back, you know, because you'd go out of bounds sometimes and the ref will bring it back to the center of the ring. And so we're going out of bounds. I'm sprinting back to the center. He's huffing and puffing. We're down wrestling on the mat. He's huffing and puffing. And I ran circles around him because I was ready. And my mentality in that particular match was something that I hadn't really experienced before because of my lack of work ethic in the wrestling room, where I would just, you know, I had the natural talent, so I just went off of that. But when I really actually exerted myself and prepared, I found that there was no fear. I went into that match. I knew the outcome before I even went in, because I was not fearful. I had done the preparation before. I had anticipated what he was going to try and do in this particular match, and I also had built my lungs to the extent that I knew that I could run circles around him and not even be gassed. And he was huffing and puffing, bent over, you know, trying to catch his breath while I was sprinting around and not even winded. And that was where I first understood this principle manifest in my lifetime, was if you're prepared, you don't need to fear. And that was a fantastic, satisfying feeling in my life as a senior in high school, because I had seen this godly principle put into action. I prepared myself to such an extent that when it came the time to actually perform, I wasn't nervous, I wasn't fearful, there was no doubt what was going to be the outcome, because I was ready and I was prepared. This has been kind of manifest throughout my lifetime, and I think it's a good time for us here in Yuma especially to take an assessment, a personal assessment of where we're at in our life. Are we ready for tax changes to come? You know, if they're going to come. The tax code was altered in 2018 by the Trump administration significantly. We've got wind that it will probably all go away or go back to at least what it was, or if not, even more restrictions tax-wise in certain ways. Talking about like the estate tax exemptions and things like that we've previously had, those might go away, meaning if Congress passes their what they've been talking about, they'll just eliminate the estate tax exemption, which previously was shielding all of us, most of us, I would say 99.99999% of Americans were shielded from paying the government taxes when they died. Well, that will change if we see the tax changes that have been talked about or being proposed, as far as if you were to pass away, everybody will be subject to a death tax or an estate tax is what that's typically called. And so we need to be ready for that kind of stuff. Can we be ready? Absolutely, we can be ready. And we just have to anticipate it. May it not happen? Sure, it may not happen. Yeah. But as long as you're ready for it, you don't need to be fearful. How do you get ready for it? You come to my office and we can look at what you have. We can put something together that is going to be able to be flexible, that if it does change in that certain way where you might be subject to an estate tax because of your death, we can build it in such a way that we can probably help you avoid that or minimize it to the greatest extent possible. And maybe Congress never passes this particular legislation. Maybe they do. But you don't have to fear, because you're ready for whatever comes, because you've already put in plan, you've anticipated it, you're ready to go, you don't need to fear it because you've got your plan in place a way that you need to. That doesn't come without help. Oftentimes in my life, I'm just putting it all out here today. My weaknesses, I've talked about my anti-authority weakness, but also I've also been, over my lifetime, I've had a problem with asking for help. And I often try to do things myself first, and that's not a bad thing. You know, it is a good thing to do things yourself. But when you try and, like, for example, do my own surgery on myself, or I try and, for a person that's not in the business of estate planning or this legal sphere, trying to draft their own legal documents through, like, LegalZoom, for example, to name one, you're really doing things maybe to save a buck, and I am all for that. I mean, I am. But I do not encourage that. There are so many pitfalls out there that just trust those that around, good professionals around you that can give you the pitfalls to look for and how to avoid those pitfalls, and trust them. That's why you're going to them for their advice, and let them do the heavy lifting for you. That's what you pay them money for. And don't be cheap about it, because some things you don't want to skimp on. We've got to go to another break. We'll be right back after this. This is 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey,
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Yes,
and we've
sir.
Been chit-chatting about some of the things.
Preparation,
getting prepared so you don't fear. And I mentioned that I think we really don't know all the time what's going to come, but we can anticipate certain things, especially with different administrations and presidencies and things like that, things that have cropped up over time. And it might entail a little bit of work on our behalf, and it often does. There's another saying that comes to mind, you know, nothing in life is free. If it is, there's probably a catch, or it's you get what you pay for. When we were younger parents and I had my first son, we went to the dollar store, and as you know, the dollar store here in Yuma is awesome. I mean, yeah. You can get produce at some of them and things like that, but and you can get some good deals, but some of those deals are not so good. And we were walking down a toy aisle with my younger son when he was probably like 3 or 4. He was just little. And he saw a little truck that he wanted, and I said, I don't. And he had a dollar for something. He had earned a dollar, and he's like, I have that money, Dad. I want to get this truck. And I said, you know, I wouldn't do that. Just look how flimsy this is. It's plastic. You know, it's a cheap, like Chinese piece of junk. And I'm trying to persuade him not to waste his dollar on that. No, Dad. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do this. Okay. All right, man. I'm telling you, it doesn't look very good. I wouldn't do that. But he ultimately made the choice to do that. He's now 13, you know, and he brings that up almost, I would say, a monthly basis. Because you know, you go to Walmart to get that or this, that, or the other, or fries or whatever, and he'll constantly remind me of that truck experience where when he got home, it broke within probably 5 minutes. It was just junk. And he was crying and sobbing, and I said, you get what you pay for. You could tell that this wasn't, you know, he couldn't. He was a little kid. He was so excited they had a dollar he could buy something with.
Yeah.
And he wanted to use it. You know, he had earned it. He had worked hard to get it. But that price that he paid was not, it was way more than that thing was worth.
That lesson was worth a dollar.
It really was. Uh-huh. And he has not ever forgotten
that. Wow.
And
my lessons cost more.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so happy that, it, as a parent, it hurt. It hurt because I had seen how hard he'd worked for this dollar, and I didn't want his little heart to be broken. But I'm glad that, in my young parent mind, we allowed that to happen because it's something he's never forgotten, and he brings it up all the time. I wouldn't do this because it's not worth, you know, that amount of money. I can tell the quality and stuff like that. So he's constantly on the lookout. He felt like he was taken advantage of, and that's good. It was a good learning experience for him. Well, price often is not indicative of what you're going to get, but sometimes it is. And like I mentioned, there is a price for everything. Oftentimes the things that cost a little bit more are probably worth that little bit more. My wife has taught me over my marriage. I'm the cheapest guy there is. And oftentimes when we first started our marriage, I'm going to tell this story actually with my mother-in-law. So she sent me to the store. We were doing a dinner. My wife loves to remind me of this story. We were preparing dinner for our extended family, and my mother-in-law says, Adam, go to Food City and get some cheese. And I was like, okay. And it was some sort of Mexican dish. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was, but it was something that where we needed probably cotija cheese or we needed real cheese. And because I'm so cheap and the way I've done things growing up, trying to, you know, pinch pennies and things, when I went to the store, I went to the cheese aisle or cheese fridge, and I was like, oh man, look, you can this huge bag for this much. Like, I'm getting that, this white cheese. And I picked up this huge bag. It was like imitation cheese. I left that store. She gave me like cash, and I came back with most of her cash. And I was so proud about that. And she, look at all this cheese I got. And she's like, gross. That's not even real cheese. So she sent me back to get the real cheese. And yeah, I had to spend the rest of the money she gave me to get the real cheese, but it tasted so much better, and it was a better product. And that taught me, you know what, sometimes you got to spend a little bit more to get a better product. And I think that's true in life. You've got to, anything that's worth something, there's a price to pay for it. Anything that's worth something, there is a price to pay. When we're talking about being prepared so you don't fear what's going to come, there's a price for that. That means you might have to pick up the phone and call my office and set an appointment. You might have to take some time off that particular day when we schedule an appointment to sit down with you and talk. You might have to go online and fill out a form. You might have to watch a video to be prepared for that appointment. You might have to talk to your friends about things that might be uncomfortable, like if you pass away or if you become incapacitated and things like that. There is a price to pay for anything that's worth it. And those two principles, if you're able to do that, I would encourage you to do that or make a goal to do that here in 2021. I don't see this pandemic issue going away quickly. We knew that last year when the government took power in such a way or restricted the way we could do things, we knew it was not going to come back to us, that liberty or that freedom, without some sort of a fight. I'm not trying to incite violence, you know, like you see in these news headlines. I'm just saying there will be an intellectual fight, or there will be some sort of a stand that will need to be taken in order to get the freedoms that have been taken from us this last year back. That's just the way it's going to happen, whether that's in the ballot box or it's encouraging friends or really taking a stand of what your principles are and not moving from those principles. You know, God, country, family, that kind of stuff. But something's got to be paid. That's just the way it is. That is the principle, that something has to be paid if it's going to be worth it. And that comes in all sorts of different forms or fashions. And I think that if you were to put in the time and the effort to start with yourself first, getting your own affairs in order, using legal structures that we can help you with, putting in place life insurance products that we can help you with, those types of things will help you not have as much fear, if any, going into the future that we just don't know what's going to happen. But you, at least you'll know, you know what, if something does happen to me, I've got my house in order. And now I can help my neighbor. I can help my neighbor do this, that, or the other because I've got my stuff taken care of. The other day I was talking to somebody who was giving me advice, and I thought, knowing that they had some issues in their own life and things weren't, you know, peachy in their own life, yet they were giving me advice on some of the issues that they were really, really struggling with. And I thought to myself, how can you give me advice when you are worse off in this particular thing than I am? You know, it's like me and my family of brothers, we're really kind of crass at times, but we've always said, you know, why would I ask a bum how to be a millionaire? A person on the side of the street that's begging for money, I wouldn't go to that person and ask him for advice on how to become a millionaire. That's just not something that would be logical. So why would I go to somebody else and ask them for advice when they don't have their own stuff in order or they don't know what the heck they're talking about? I'm going to look for people that do have their house in order, and I'm going to ask them, how did you do that? How did you put your affairs in order? How are you living without fear, you know, in these turbulent times? And take their advice with humility. And I think if you're going to start this road or this process, that will take a little bit of effort, if not a lot of effort for you, I think it's going to be worth it. I think that if you put in the price, that the reward will be so worth it, because the feelings of accomplishment, number one, and number two, the feelings of I don't need to fear because I've got stuff in order are priceless. The price on that is priceless. You can't pay for those feelings, and it really just starts with you. You've got to take that first step. So I would encourage you, as we go into this next 2021, as we're all struggling in the things that we've been struggling with for the last year and a half, with government uncertainty, with health uncertainty, those types of issues, we can always be certain that we've got something in place and we don't need to fear if we've got our own house in order. We've got to go. This has been another edition of Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, because the flag.
(783-4575) or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.